Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Walking Dead series by The Verdicts, and I'm your host Nicole.
I'm Gary.
And today we are talking about Fear the Walking Dead Season 2, Episode 11, entitled Pablo and Jessica. It's written by Kate Erickson, who has done work on Mr. Robot and Fear the Walking Dead. And it was directed by Utah Briswitz, who has worked on Black Sails, Orange is the New Black, and Jane the Virgin.
Okay.
Yep, and I love Jane the Virgin, and of course, Orange is the New Black. We did Season 3 recap right on that. We didn't do Season 4. It was just, it's hard to do a Netflix show to do every episode.
Right.
But I believe we're actually going to change that feed very, very soon. Gary's been talking to me about it, just changing the Orange is the New Black feed to a Netflix feed where we kind of just recap Netflix shows.
Right.
And not like full every episode recap, but just kind of go over like, what did you think of The Get Down? What did you think of Orange is the New Black? What did you think of Marco Polo and stuff like that? So go ahead and subscribe to that feed, though, if you are like a big Netflix series fan, because we'll definitely start working on that pretty soon. So the way this podcast works is we discuss our likes, our dislikes, we have any listener letters, and then we do an award and a prediction. This week, we did not do an instant cast. It didn't deserve it. I don't know. I felt like we didn't instant cast.
Yeah, it was a good show.
Yeah.
I mean, it was an excellent show.
I wouldn't go that far, but go ahead.
Well, I mean, did you have any issues with it?
Well, yeah, I know what you're thinking. Well, it's sometimes just because you don't dislike something, you don't have anything positive. You know, you go see a movie and you're like, oh, was it good? It was not good. Was it bad? No, it wasn't bad. It just wasn't anything. You had no feelings towards it. And that's what I would say about this episode.
Well, I thought it was a pretty good show. I wasn't super stoked afterwards to go do instant cast like the episode before. But after rewatch, I'm like, damn, this was a pretty good episode.
I will say before we even did this episode, before it even aired, when I saw that the title was called Pablo and Jessica, I kind of got excited and I saw other people talk about it too. And before I say why, when you saw the episode title Pablo and Jessica, does that bring anything to your mind?
No.
Okay. So if you're a big Lost fan, I don't know if the episode was titled Paulo and Nikki, but there's like a big Lost episode where the title is called Paulo and Nikki. I know different names, but...
Yeah, two completely different names.
No, but when I saw Pablo and Jessica, I was like, oh my gosh, this is going to be like the Paulo and Nikki, which the Paulo and Nikki, people hated that episode when it first aired, but now it's like such a famous episode because it was so widely hated because it was just like a weird one-off episode that really had nothing to do with Lost or the whole storyline. And I don't know. So honestly, that's what I thought when I saw Pablo and Jessica. I was like, oh, cool. Like, it's going to be like some weird one-off, have nothing to do with anything. And then it was just like at the end, I was kind of like, who in the hell is Pablo and who in the hell is Jessica? Which is the same feeling you had during the Lost episode as well. But I don't know that. I'm not the only one that thought that, because when I was on Reddit today, I saw people saying, I was like, yes, I'm glad it's not the only one that immediately came to mind when I saw the title. That was like the most exciting thing of the episode for me personally, like the title. So, but okay.
All right. Well, let's get into it.
All right. So first on our likes, we have Madison and Strand, escaping the walkers. And we saw last week when Alicia found them that we were kind of wondering, like, okay, how did they get out of it? And this week they showed us that.
And I'm so happy they explained it. Well, they showed it.
Yeah.
They didn't just skip over it, like, okay, well, they're out now. Let's keep moving. This episode we got to see. And I'm glad that Maddie got to incorporate the blood into the scene.
I really like that because you could tell how grossed out they were.
I was grossed out.
Yeah, I was grossed out. Ew, you were like, ew, Strand has it on his mouth. Like,
Strand uses his lipstick.
Right, right.
Little chapstick or whatever.
Right. So I like how they, because I think that's one of the criticisms of the show as well, is that the characters don't show enough emotion. Like if something's scary, they're like kind of not looking scared. So in this scene right here, she's like, ew, this is so gross. And I don't, every time I watch these shows, these apocalypse shows, I just realized how I would never survive. Like, I don't know if I have that in me to put that off. I would end up throwing up. I promise. I would. I know I would throw up. I would.
I mean, it had to stink.
Yeah, it had. Ugh, just the thought of it. I can't even talk about it. You have it
all over your lips?
Ew, please. I can't. I can't really. I'm gonna be sick.
I mean, one wrong smack and it's in your, it's okay, on your tongue. It's on the tip of your tongue.
I can't even hear it. Like, that's how gross it is.
But it was cool seeing her do that because, remember, that's the last time she seen Nick. He had blood all over him.
Yeah, so her lost son.
Right. So she probably looked at it like, okay, well, wait a minute. He made it through or made it out doing this, so let me go ahead and try it.
Right.
And another reason I was happy to see it is because, you know, we've been seeing Nick do it, but, you know, Nick is walking with the pack. You don't ever see the pack kind of question it. Like, they don't, you know, smell one bit of human on them, I guess.
Right.
But on this, it shows that when they start moving fast, the pack was like, hold up, you're not moving like us. You're different. So at that point, that's when they took off to light jogs or running around or whatever. But we've seen that on The Walking Dead.
Wait, you're talking about this episode that happened?
Yeah, on this episode. Remember when they first went into the parking lot, they noticed the truck was gone. And, you know, they was moving around, whatever. And then you start seeing walkers kind of go toward them.
Oh, okay. You know, somehow, maybe I was taking notes. I missed that, like, both times. Because our next, like, is the trek missing, which you had. And I missed that conversation. But I'm thinking once they start talking is when walkers notice that they're there. Because that seems to happen on The Walking Dead. Yeah.
I mean, it happened on the famous show where, not Rick, what's the little boy name? Rick's son.
Carl.
Carl got his eye shot out.
Oh, yeah, yeah, because the little boy was saying, Mom. No, that didn't even happen at that scene. Is that when he got killed, when he was saying, Mom, Mom, Mom? No, because remember, that was a criticism. They just skipped past that part.
Yeah, they skipped past it.
The reason why they ended up getting killed, why did they end up getting killed again?
Because, remember, he, I guess, got out of formation to try to kill Rick.
Oh, did he just, no, he didn't stop to kill Rick, the older boy, until after his mom and brother had died. And his mom and brother must have died from, I don't know why they ended up dying. I can't remember.
I don't remember, but I remember the walkers were like, hold up, this y'all is food talking, right here.
Y'all stopping.
Right.
Right.
You're not moving like us.
Right. All right, so as I mentioned, I missed sort of them talking about the truck was missing, but it was a like of yours, and I guess that it, now that you pointed out, it is like a good small detail that the truck is missing, which can kind of say maybe that's where Ophelia went with.
I think she bailed.
And I saw a good theory online. Okay, because first, when you said that, I'm like, why would she leave if she was already thinking they can't survive? Your chances of surviving alone are even slimmer. But someone brought up a good point that maybe she went to go find Daniel just to see for her own two eyes, is Daniel really dead? And I kind of agree only because Strand at one point in the episode, he was telling Madison, this may be your home for you, but my home, this is not my home.
Wish that was a like of ours.
Yes. Yeah, so maybe the same thing applies to Ophelia. Like maybe she realizes when Alicia said, your family, maybe she thought about her dad and was like, you know what? I need proof that he's dead. And she's going back to that mansion to find her dad. And then, I mean, because it was just weird to me that Daniel died. Like, they didn't even show that he died. He was such a strong character. I have a feeling we're going to see him in the season finale.
That's kind of weird to me that she left, if she left.
Oh, it's definitely weird.
But you can only assume she left.
Yeah, because, I mean, if the truck is missing.
Right, and they cleared the floors.
Right.
So you're telling me she didn't come out now one time, didn't peek her head out of the room or... So I think she's gone.
Even though that's kind of fucked up, only like I said, she was walking with Alicia. Like, why leave when she's in the shower? Why didn't you get her out and bring her back to her mom? Be like, you guys, I'm out. They wouldn't stop you. I mean, you're a grown woman. I'm out. You know? So I still kind of have ill feelings towards Ophelia if she's alive or whatever.
But you know what? Maybe she used a certain kind of soap.
What do you mean?
Like, you know, sometimes you go to hotels and you can't use the hotel bar soap.
No, come on. Who gives a fuck right now?
Maybe she's like, you know what? I can't really enjoy my shower like this. So no. I'm going I'm going to go over to Walmart. You know, there's a Walmart everywhere.
There is a Walmart. I'm like, I don't know why people don't get a Walmart.
Yeah, I'm going to go over to Walmart and just go get me some Dove or something.
You know, I would love to see them. Well, the gang members or whatever, I don't want to assume they're gang members, but those guys that Nick sells the drugs to, like, wherever they're at.
You don't
want
to assume they're gang members.
Are they gang members?
I mean, they're about to cut his arm off.
Yeah, but how is there really such thing as a gang after the apocalypse? Like, what are you going to be representing? Is the apocalypse. Like, who gives a fuck? You know? Like, I mean, I don't know.
They had a store on lockdown.
Yeah, yeah.
Walking around with machine guns.
Well, my point is, I don't know why someone wouldn't take up a Walmart. There's, like, bed mattresses. What are the things? The air mattresses.
Right.
There's blankets in a Walmart.
Yep.
I mean, you can go to or you can go to Macy's where they actually have the beds, you know, like, but there's no food in Macy's. So you got to have that trade off. But
so it got to be a super Walmart.
Yeah, got to be a super Walmart. Yeah. So or a super Target. But super Walmart, actually, in real life, Target's better. But in apocalypse, you might as well go to a Walmart because they're going to have every single thing you need.
Everything.
Everything. There's not going to be not one thing they don't have. All right, so next on our likes list is Nick making the drugs, which I was sort of confused the first time we watched it.
Yep, Nick in a meth house. Yep.
And then, like, it was like someone wrote on Reddit that it was giving them Walter White vibes. Yeah. And I'm like, okay, Nick is not, like, evil spirit like Walter White or whatever. But he was making the drugs, and apparently it was, like, dry milk or something. And
it was cool how he did it, how he made the pills. And you could tell that he's an artist with it. You know, he made it perfectly. He took his time with it. You know, he don't seem like the average junkie. You know, average junkie, you can't wait that long. Like, oh, and then you didn't see him take a taste.
Right.
No, with somebody working with drugs, especially being a ex-fiend or
an addict.
You know what? It's kind of too soon to call him an ex-addict.
I think when you're an addict, you're supposed to be an addict for the rest of your life, I think.
I mean, there's some people that go years or whatever without. I mean, I'm not sure how it works, but I think it's really too soon for him to be around drugs.
I agree. And then, in a way, I kind of call bullshit. Like, just because you take drugs, does that mean you know how to make drugs? Like,
well, we don't know his history like that. He could have been the dope dealer.
No, remember his friend that tried to kill him was the dope dealer.
Yeah, you're right.
So, like, what? Just because you know how to take drugs, you know how to make them now? I mean, you take drugs, so you know how to make them. I mean, it's not a big whatever. I'll give it to him, whatever. You know, he's creative. But I'm just thinking there's a lot of things I do, but it doesn't mean I know how to do them.
Well,
or whatever.
I don't know. Making drugs for him is probably like, you know, like, you would go to McDonald's, but I could hook up a burger in the kitchen.
I don't know. That's like... I don't think that's like the same comparison.
No, it's kind of because he knows what he likes in his drugs. He put the proper things together. Like, you know, McDonald's burgers are cool, but I believe I can make a better burger at home. And, you know, his drugs that he takes is probably cool, but he believed if he had a little more baking soda.
All right. I don't know. But yeah, we'll see. Well, I mean, apparently it worked. He made it back okay, so.
Yeah.
Or at least for now, even though.
And then he said it's a quicker high.
Oh, really? Yeah. I missed that. But I was going to say, even though I'm pretty sure that's going to come to the end. Like, I think season two will end with, like, there's going to be some drama with Travis and Chris, and there's going to be some drama over here with the Nick and whoever storyline, like that community. Woodbury 2.0 is going to get lost.
Right.
I think the hotel is going to come to a close, whether it be new people that come back or they just end up not trusting each other or whatever the case may be. But something's going to happen.
It's going to be hard trying to run like three different buildings. I mean, it's going to, you have to really put that law and order down. Like, you know, we only use this much, or we had to take everything out of the room to put it in a little store right here to ration it out a little bit. Mm-hmm. You know, there's some people that's going to double dip.
I don't think they should have one central area where the food is. I think the food should be in like five different. Because if you have one spot and someone comes, it's like, oh shit, now we have to get to the fifth floor to get the food. You want to have like five different spots. The floor, there's floor on the fifth, there's food on the fifth floor.
Oh, now you're thinking.
The eighth floor. Okay. And the 12th floor, you know, like something like that. But
right. I like that.
All right. So a small like that, we just kind of got a chuckle out of, it's very small, but when Madison was telling Strand, like, we need to find Ophelia, I made a promise to her dad.
Yeah.
He's like, man, dude, that promise is gone.
Yeah,
like,
she's gone.
She's gone. Daniel's gone. Like, you got to think about today in the future, not in the past.
But look how fast Strand cut her off. Ophelia's only gone like a couple of hours.
I know.
She's dead now.
She's dead now. Like, he don't give a fuck. That was funny. I like Strand. I've always said he's been my favorite, him and Nick, but I don't know. I think this episode, Alicia has dethroned them. Like, I would say she's pretty much my favorite
character. Yeah, she's big time now.
Yeah, which is funny because I'm pretty sure if we go back to season one and listen to our podcast, we were probably talking shit about Alicia. Like, what is this girl? She's sitting around walking
I remember.
Earphones.
We was like, you know, what is she even doing on the show?
Yeah, what is she doing on the show? Like, we had zero interest in her, so... She probably had it in her contract. Like, y'all ain't gonna have me sitting here looking like a fool. You know, y'all better make me look stronger. Make me be stronger.
Or she just started freestyling. You know, she went back and watched the first season like, man, I look like shit.
Right, right.
My acting was no point. Let me just, you know, throw these writings away and just try and do my own thing.
Like, okay.
When they say walk over there, I'm gonna dance over there.
Right, right, right.
Well, a little extra.
To be fair, Alicia's a fan favorite because she was on the show 100.
Right.
Which I've watched season one and a little bit of season two. And I don't think I've seen her. So maybe she comes in later season two or I just don't notice her. But I know any time on Sunday nights when Fear the Walking Dead is on, that's all people are talking about is Alicia. Like, she has some serious fans out there.
All right, like the Beehive.
Yeah, like, well, let's not go there. She does have fans like the Beehive, but it's close enough. Like, it's pretty big. She is a pretty big fan, yeah.
That's cool.
All right, so Nick questioning the pharmacist, we really like that because we sort of call bullshit that he got bit and was able to survive too.
Yeah, I still call bullshit.
I mean, what is he? Like the next prophet? Like, who does he think he is? Like, what do you think?
Well, when I listened to his story, he said, you know, everything got out of hand, then one of the walkers bit him. But it's no telling who bit him. When shit get real and people scrambling and biting themselves trying to survive, he could have got bit by anybody.
Oh my God, Garrett, I thought that same thing. I was like, okay, who knows who bit him? But to be fair, like, I don't know. That's a pretty serious bite for a human to do.
When you're trying to survive, it don't matter.
But what you know, human I don't see people bites?
I see people get bit in like fist fights.
Ew. But like
I see
human...
like girls fighting at school and one of them just off and bite the other person.
I was going to say, you only bite someone, like I said, you're like a last resort, you know, like shit, they're not letting go. I just have to bite them. I don't know.
I don't know. When zombies attacking, that's like the last resort.
Yeah. But I did think that. That's funny that you brought it up. So yeah. You're saying that he probably did not get bit by a zombie.
I'm saying he don't know who bit him. Because he said, you know, things got hectic. He was on the ground. They pulled him up out of there.
I do call into question if he was really bit by a walker and it's only season two. It's still early days. And someone is able, like if there's that small few people who are able to survive or whatever, or immune. I'm just kind of shocked that we have not seen this play out yet on The Walking Dead. Unless season seven, they're going to show us, oh, this person got bit. You know, they're going to continue with that storyline and show us someone else that got bit and didn't turn.
Right. Well, you know, the world is so big. On The Walking Dead, they only been, what, on the southeast?
That's true. It's still a small percentage of the world that they've seen. So it's possible they still haven't ran into someone that's...
Because are they out of Georgia yet?
Yeah, they've been out of Georgia.
Okay, they're out of Georgia. Where are they?
They're in Alexandria. I think that's like Virginia. Are they still in Alexandria? Yeah, they're in Virginia.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they already walked through, if they're Virginia, they already walked through like the Carolinas and everything?
No, remember they in the beginning of that car when they found Aiden or...
So they already drove through the Carolinas. Okay.
Yeah, I forgot the guy's name that found him. Aaron. I don't know his name. I don't want to say the wrong name. All right, so this, I have a little asterisk by it. I didn't put why, but let's talk about it. Maybe it'll come to mind why I have it, but I have it on our likes. Alicia, or excuse me, not Alicia, Madison was telling the other group of people, survivors, she's like, you know, others will find this place and they will take it and they'll kill us.
Right. Her trust issues are very low right now. I mean, it's not like she's seen this multiple times. She saw the guys try to take the boat, but those could have already been bad guys. That don't mean the world is bad right now.
Yeah, and I think that's why I had the asterisk by it. So I liked it that she's, you know, on prepared mode. But at the same time, I'm thinking, like, damn, you've already given up on the human, on the humankind, you know, human world or whatever.
And it seems like everybody has.
Yeah.
Like, even when she tried to get up there, who was she calling, like, an Oscar or something?
I don't know.
When she was trying to get up to the hotel room, they said, drop your weapons.
Right.
Like, hold up. Y'all haven't been part of no real stuff yet.
Yeah, like, why are you already distrusting people? I don't know if I would just distrust people that much. Well, we gotta take
into consideration, they did get locked in the ballroom.
Yeah, but one bad person makes you distrust the world. Like, man, what she did was fucked up, and then you move on. And I don't know. I don't think I would be on such high alert. Maybe, we have small kids, so I would be that way with my kids. Like, I don't know that guy. Don't go talk to him or whatever. But just generally, like, not trusting just random people, me myself talking to them, I don't think I would be that way.
Yeah, I think it's too soon.
Yeah, it just seems a little too soon.
But I loved it.
Yeah, I liked it.
I mean, we already know it's coming. People are coming. And they're going to want to take it.
Maybe this is where Alex and... Well, I don't know. It'd just be too weird if, like, Alex and the guy that, like, faked Alicia out, if they somehow land up there at the boat, at the place.
Yeah.
It'd just be a little weird if that happens.
It would be. Like we said, the world is so big right now. If they keep running into the same people and over and over again.
Yeah.
Then I'm going to call bullshit.
The only reason why you should run into some people, if you're in the same city, but if you think about it, you know, you work with people in the that live in the same city as you, and you don't see them on the weekends or whatever. You don't see them that much at work. So it would still be a little weird. All right. So we liked the pharmacist, or at least I did. I liked the pharmacist giving Nick his backstory on how he was bit, and how I think he was kind of comparing that guy that would steal for him, that troubled boy, the same addict as Nick. Yeah, the addict. Yeah. And he ended up dying because he was, like, I don't know, high, and they thought he was a walker or wasted or whatever. I like that story.
I don't know if I could believe any of his stories. Until I find out who he was bit by, I don't, or if he was bit by a person.
Was you going to find the walker that bit him?
I don't know. They need to have a flashback or something. We need to actually see this happen.
It's a serious bite, though. That's how I'm saying. Like, I don't know. It didn't look like a human being could do that bite.
Right. We're going to find out later he used to work at a zoo or something. He got trapped in the monkey cage or something.
And they scratched him. Maybe that. Yeah. I mean, I would buy that before anything else.
Yeah, I have to see his backstory. Because he said he's not even a real pharmacist.
No, I thought he said he's not a real doctor. He's just a pharmacist.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. Don't be spreading no rumors about it.
Yeah, I did just spread a rumor right quick. But the thing is, he's not a real doctor, so he's going around fixing people, banding him up. That's like Dr. Love. You know that young black kid that's going around acting like a doctor?
That's not him. Okay. You know? How many people do we see on The Walking Dead? Let's take Denise, for instance, before she was killed or whatever. She died. R.I.P. Denise, if that's her name. I forgot her name. Olivia. Whatever. The girl that got the arrow in her eye in The Walking Dead. Remember, she was like a doctor in training. At this point, if you even did
she was a veterinarian,
1 year of medical school.
Oh, no, she was a dentist. I forgot what she was. A veterinarian or something?
She was a doctor like in medical school.
I can't remember what she was. I know she never worked on humans.
Either way, right? Like any medical, if you went to like a CPR class, you were qualified at this point as far as the doctor. Like, we have someone here. Like, that's all. You know, I took a CPR class. They might consider me the doctor there. Like, seriously, your qualifications on being considered a doctor go way lower, you know, in the zombie apocalypse.
But then again, we have to still take into consideration it is still too soon for this. You know, like, the outbreak, like, really just happened. There should still be some doctors, some dentists, some people out there that's qualified to do this. Right now, when I see him doing it, he's just acting to me.
I mean, I think he's not lying about his credentials or whatever. I do call into question, though, and maybe it's because they have a lot of elderly or whatever, or I'm not looking at the bigger picture. Sometimes I do wonder, like, why are so many people sick? Like, are people just sick like that all the time, every day? Like, you know, I don't know, maybe they are. But it just seems like, why all of a sudden when the zombie apocalypse happens, everyone needs a doctor? Like, a broken arm, broken leg, I'm dying here. Like, you were just okay yesterday, you know? Am I not looking at the bigger picture? Maybe there's, I mean, we do know hospitals are busy. I think
you're still looking at it like me, like it's still too soon for it to be going down like this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're walking miles and not really seeing people. You had Nick walk from, what, 100 miles?
Yeah, I don't know. He walked a lot.
And you telling me people are already gone?
Yeah, you're right. It's early.
It's too early for it just to be small groups like this.
Yeah, so isolated or whatever.
Right. So that goes back to say, I'm pretty sure there's some real doctors here. You know, you're not right now. It's not to the point where you're just saying, hey, you, I saw you working on that little G.I. Joe doll. You bash him up well.
Right. We'll take your new doctor. Like a Herschel. Was it Herschel that was?
Right.
Yeah. All right, so Alicia killing the walkers, I thought was pretty badass. I mean, she's been badass for a few episodes now, but, you know, when the guy was like, well, can't we just keep him in the room? She's like, no, because, and at first I was like, well, yeah, why can't you guys? But she's right. Eventually, what if one of them keeps banging on the door till where they break it down, and you're, like, walking the hallway one day minding your own business, and a walker comes out of the blue.
Right.
So I first I was like, what? Why can't you? But then I realized, okay, I'm not thinking.
I like how she's stepping up.
Yeah. And then even Strand just sat there while she killed her. Like, I'm like, okay, Strand, you didn't even, I don't know. It seemed like he could have killed her, killed the walker before Alicia did. But, you know, girl power. So whatever.
You know what? Strand got on my goddamn nerves this episode. You know, he was just too much in his feelings. You know, last week he was just banging on a piano. Or was that last week or the week before last?
Yeah, whenever. He was banging on a piano, drinking good.
Having a good old time.
And then this week he's like all sad and shit.
Right. See there. I think he cried twice this episode.
Right. I'm like, he's trying to win an Emmy. I don't know. Like, you need to calm down, Strand. It's not going to happen. Because I don't think The Walking Dead, well, don't quote me on it, but I don't think they really get nominated for Emmys. I think that's been a criticism of the Emmys is that The Walking Dead, as popular as the show it is,
As good as it is,
doesn't get the recognition it deserves. So,
well, I think he's trying to change that right now.
Okay, so he's trying to go for the Emmy.
Yeah, he's going full emotional.
Full emotional. He went full, what is it called? Full emotion, yeah.
Yeah, full emotion.
So.
But he was just, this is not home. And we kind of liked the part when he said this is not home, but where is home?
Actually, I'm glad you brought that up because I actually got, like, negative vibes just a little bit from this when he was like, this is not home. I thought of that boring-ass episode of The Walking Dead with Morgan, and he was like, here's not here. Like, I don't know. For some reason, that's the vibe I got. I was like, oh, shit.
I actually liked that episode.
Okay, yeah. The here, not here. Like, I hate when they talk in cold. Just, what exactly are you saying, then?
But that's, well, he was saying, well, he didn't really talk in cold. He said, this is not home. He had a home. But my thing is, he said he would help them clear it, then he would be on his way.
He didn't say he'd be on his way. He said, I'm going to help you clear, but this is not home.
Well, that's like almost the same thing.
Yeah,
but I'm going to help you clear it, but this is not my home, that means I'm going to help you clear it, but I eventually got to go. I can't help you form. He didn't say, I'll help build this place up. He said, I'll help you clear it.
I take it as, like, you know those people that work at a job, and they hate that job, and they think it's a temporary job, and they go, like, I'm only working here for a little bit. Like, that is what I thought of as Strand. Like, you know, he's in denial that this is his life now. Like, you know, this is not my house. This might be y'all little thing, but I don't plan on actually staying here.
Yeah.
That's what I took it as. Like, he's not actually going to drive off.
Well, you got to think about it like this. Like, the qualifications he have in the real world is not really working here. Like, he's a con artist.
Yeah, like, a con artist, what are you going
to
do?
Like, now he don't have anybody to con.
Right.
You know, he's used to getting those big paychecks after conning them. You know, I guess the thrill will be gone.
Not in the thrill. It's just not appropriate for this world. It's not, you know, the job market for that is not happening in this world.
Right. I mean, that's like, you know, you just graduate from law school, you're ready, and then the apocalypse happened. Like, damn, I just been in law school all these years. Now what am I going to do?
A lawyer is no longer name. I mean, I guess unless you want to, mitigate or negotiate, whatever. Yeah, sit there and mediate.
We got bread. We got bread. We got bread. You got milk.
No, I mean, if you want to mediate some deals,
let's make a trade.
Yeah, she'll give you her bread. You give her this butter, this peanut butter, and you do something like that. But yeah, some things like that, some skills are so important in this life are going to be zero. Value.
I can see some people being more depressed than others, but Strand, he was just happy.
Yeah.
And now he just moping around the hallways, like you said. He watched Alicia kill the guy with the walker.
Right. Right.
And he moped along, but then at the end he went up there and just started crying. Said, "Let me help you."
All right, so next on our list is Nick getting his own apartment. I thought that was kind of cool.
Yeah, it was all right. It was all right. In some ways, I'm kind of through with the Nick storyline.
In some ways, I am too. I agree with you. Some ways, I am.
Even though they, made a couple out of them two, or I guess a little plaything for the time being, it still didn't do it for that storyline for me.
Well, my only problem with this, and although it's like Nick getting his own apartment, I did kind of think of, are you telling me this apartment's been empty this whole time? Like, why is no other family living here? We saw kids there. Like, this is like a 3-bedroom apartment. Why is there a family not living there already?
No, but maybe it wasn't empty. Maybe they was waiting for Ophelia.
Nick, the girlfriend or whatever?
Yeah, the girl's brother to come back.
Oh, Pablo.
Is it Pablo?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, maybe they were waiting for him to come back. And he's dead now, so they're like, okay, we have a vacant apartment.
Right, okay. I can accept that. And then last on our likes is, I put the groom. I like the groom. We got to see him a little better. He's definitely eye candy, I would say, for the ladies.
I say, not for me.
Yeah, he's definitely eye candy. He definitely can play that I'm a widow part very well right now and get some attention, maybe from Ophelia. If she stayed just a little bit longer, she would have been able to meet him. But I think he's going to be a good character. Like, his wife is gone. He's sad. He's emotional right now. But I think he's going to overcome that, and he's going to become stronger. And I think he's going to be a main character next season.
They haven't showed me enough yet to say this, because if you think about it, Strand outsat at him this episode.
I wouldn't say Strand outsadded him. I would say both of their sadness was big. I mean, I thought his sadness was deep, because when Strand first got there, he's like, I'm not gonna let you touch her. And then Strand's like, like, you'll get happier, you'll become a different you. And he's like, I loved how I was already. Like, I don't want to become a different me. So even though, yeah, Strand brought us on those tears on site, right away, I would still say that his scene, the groom scene, was very powerful, because you just knew what he was going through, because you saw that flashback. You saw him see his wife die right in front of him.
I just think it's already been done. It's already been done this season.
With who?
With Ophelia. She lost her people. Who else lost people? With anybody that seen that lost people.
Well, there's always going to be people who lose people.
But I don't think they built his character up yet for us to feel any kind of way. Like, if you think about it, we only seen his wife for a brief second.
She's
killed by our own father.
Yeah, I mean, I have a feeling he's going to be next season.
I think that he should have showed emotion last episode instead of saying, I want the keys.
Okay, see, is he one of the ones that said, I want the keys?
Yeah, he's in that group.
Okay, I mean, I know he's in that group, but I don't know if he's the one. I don't remember him from last episode.
I mean, why did he want the keys?
Yeah.
Is his wife, was he locked out of his room?
His wife
in that room, he was just locked out, he wanted to see her again.
That's true. We did talk about, that whole key situation. Why is there only one copy?
So I think that what they did prior to outshine what was going on tonight with him.
All right. So our dislike for this episode, we didn't have too many. Like I said, the episode, I wasn't really into it. I didn't hate it, but I just wasn't into it. That's the thing.
It was a solid episode.
Yeah, but I guess last episode,
I think
they redeemed themselves.
This show has a lot of potential.
Oh, it definitely does. I think
like last episode, they redeemed it. Well, the last couple of episodes.
Okay.
And it's like they're keeping it going.
All right, so this dislike is and it was more of yours. You brought it up, but when you brought it up, I said, I agree. From them getting their whole plan of getting the walkers out of the hotel onto the pier, you just did not like this whole strategy and how it actually went down.
It was weird. Like, they tried to clear all three buildings at the same time. Let's just keep it real. Why they never show all three buildings?
You mean the towers?
Right. They only show that same one tower, but they talk about having three. But, I mean, that's not a big deal. That's not the dislike. I just thought about it just now when we were talking about it. But how did they clear all those floors? And what did they do, take the stairs?
Yeah.
Like, how did they get the walkers out there?
I agree. Did they take the stairs down? I don't know.
And just because it said danger or warning, rough tides, why put the walkers in the water? I can see them washing back up on the beach. It's like you didn't get rid of your problem.
Yeah, and then not only that, to me, it's also called, it may cause a problem for someone else. Like when Rick and them and the Walking Dead, when he's like, oh, we'll lead the walkers this way. Like, you're going to end up leading him to someone else. Whereas this thing, like, if the walkers do tide away or whatever and go a few miles in a different hotel, what if there's other survivors there? Like, I don't know. Now you're putting a whole bunch of walkers off on one person, rather if you would have cleared them floor by floor like you originally doing.
And burned them.
You ain't got shit else to do. Like, you know, why are you trying to take a shortcut here? You don't have nothing else to do.
Right. But the whole time I was thinking, like, that's a lot of walkers. Did they take the elevator? Like, how did they get them down there? How did they go floor by floor with all of them? They cleared one floor, then went to the next floor and walked around with I just didn't get it.
Right. I agree.
And then I didn't get why I put them in the water. Why put them in the ocean? I mean, you see all the stuff that wash up with the tides. So I don't see you fully getting rid of your problem. But that's neither here nor there. But my biggest dislike is I didn't get to see Killer Chris's episode.
I know.
It's like I'm starting to love that storyline.
Yeah. Yeah. I kind of like now how it's split up, because then they'll give us this episode, and the next week we'll probably see Killer Chris and Travis and stuff like that. So, all right. So that's it for our likes and dislikes. We do have a listener letter. You guys can reach us dead@theverdictsin.com. That is dead@theverdictsin.com. We'll definitely be keeping that feed as well for The Walking Dead. Or you can also hit us up on Twitter @TheVerdictsIn or Facebook.com/TheVerdictsIn, and we will discuss your feedback on the podcast. So today we have an email from Diane from Maryland. So what's up, Diane?
Hi, Diane.
And Shiro, this is for episode 10. So this is before episode 11 aired. It was after episode 10. Shiro, I have to disagree with you guys about the three Bermigos. They are bad news.
Okay, she must be going back to what I said, because you said they were bad news, and I said I don't think so.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. So those guys, Chris's new BFFs or whatever.
Right.
I believe they killed the store owners, which when she wrote this and I read this originally, I was like, what? I didn't even think of what happened to the store owners.
Right.
So I like that. Like, I mean, I don't like that they did that, but I don't know. They don't seem like killers yet, because Chris is the one that killed that guy at the end. I don't know if they're killers or they're like punks that beat people up. But anyway, she continues. The leader told Travis that he can live as a god now. I think he will continue to do bad things just because he can get away with it and the others will follow along. Diane and Marilyn. Thank you, Diane.
Thank you, Diane.
So what do you think about this?
I like her theory on, you know, they may have killed the store owners. I mean, I do like that theory, but I still don't know. I just can't see them being killers. I mean, yeah, they said they could be gods. Well, one of the guys, the leader said, yeah, we could be God now or gods now. But, you know, Kanye West have said that plenty of times, and I don't see him killing anybody. I just can't see him being a killer. But I just don't know.
Yeah, I don't see them as kill. Well, I don't know. I did say that they were the villains, but I kind of think of them, and I think of Nick, and I think of even just people who possibly are homeless. And if the apocalypse would happen, I mean, no matter what, if the apocalypse happens, zombie apocalypse and that, there would be adjustment for everybody, regardless of what your social status was. But someone that maybe was homeless, or someone like Nick that slept wherever as long as he had his fix, or these guys that felt like their life wasn't valuable or they weren't popular, whatever the case was, I could see them seeing a benefit because now it almost feels like they're not on a lower level than the rest of society. Like they're on the same level as everyone else.
Right.
So I can see that, but I don't see them being killers, but I kind of get what they mean by being gods now, which is stupid. I don't agree with it, but I understand where he's coming from.
I mean, I see suspect behavior, like some weird stuff going down, but like I said, I like the theory of them killing the store owner, but why leave the store? Like if you kill the store owners to take over the store, why leave it to go after Christian? That's why I say it's suspect behavior. Because why leave the store when you have the food, the drinks, everything right there?
Right. When I think Chris took beans and it was like, but if you killed the store owner, wouldn't there be a whole bunch of food in there? So you're right. All right. And now to our award and prediction. Not most likely to die. We're going to do I Ain't Fearing Shit first. Gary, who do you give it to?
I would have to give it to Alicia. I mean, she was the most badass this episode. She's been the most badass for like the last three episodes.
I'm with you. I'm giving it to Alicia as well. I think this is her third episode in a row for winning I Ain't Fearing Shit. So good job. And I really want to go back and listen to our feedback from season one because I swear we were like, who cares about Alicia? I think you even forgot her name. Like no one was even caring about her. But now she has completely done a turnaround.
Well, that was a couple of episodes ago. I forgot her name.
Yeah. No,
I was like, who is that right there?
That too. But I think in season one, you're like, who's that girl again? Madison's daughter? Like, that's how we refer to her as. Whereas now she's really holding her own. I said for the longest time, Nick and Strand were my favorite, but I'm really enjoying Alicia.
Yeah, I'm leaning more toward Alicia. Nick is still cool, but I'm just not into his storyline. I'm just not into it.
I'm not either.
You know, I should have gave the I Ain't Fearing Shit award to the girl he's always with because, you know, I mean, he's an ex-crackhead. If you get with an ex or an addict, then, yeah, you ain't fearing shit.
You're crazy.
It's one thing that she chooses him to go out with her. I mean, if I know that you have a little rocky past of doing drugs or whatever, and now we got to deliver some pills or something.
Right.
You're not going nowhere with me.
How do I know you won't turn me over for those pills?
Right.
Please stop. Seriously, drug addiction's not a joke. So
yeah, that's not cool.
All right. What's the next one? Most likely to die.
Most likely to die. I'm going to have to go with, and I know I always say this.
I know you're going to say.
I have to go with Travis. I think Chris is going to take him out. I think Chris is going to be the new leader of the Wolf Pack. Because, you know, he's already a killer. He's Killer Chris now. You know, he's the only one that had the heart to kill somebody. The other guys didn't really have the heart to kill. So I think Chris is going to take over as the leader. They're going to follow him. But maybe Diane is right. Maybe they are all bad news. And it's going to be like the four amigos. They may come to take over the hotel. We don't know.
That's an interesting theory.
And then, you know, he already don't like Maddie or Alicia.
Right. He's going to kill Maddie and Alicia.
He's going to finally get his wish. But yeah, I think Travis gone.
All right, I'm actually switching over to my theory of most likely to die because I think last week I did say Travis. And who knows, maybe I'm copying people on Reddit. But I saw some really good feedback there and I start thinking that it's correct. Whereas Chris right now seems like he's going to kill whoever gets in his way and Travis would be the one to get in his way.
Right.
So I think The Walking Dead's going to go the opposite route where Travis is going to have to be on some look at the flowers type of stuff. And he's probably going to have to put down his own son. So my most likely die is actually to Killer Chris. Which, I mean, we've been enjoying Killer Chris, but I think Killer Chris is going to be most likely to die.
Okay. I guess we shall see.
We shall see.
But I tell you what they better not do.
What?
They better not kill extra number five.
Right. Somebody that we don't even know. One of those guys. One of the three amigos. Because I don't know their names. Even though one of them did get shot in the leg, but still, if one of them dies, like, who cares? I mean, not all life is precious, via Morgan, but, you know, if one of them dies, not going to be anything like that for us.
Right.
All right, you guys, that is it for us for this recap. We will be back Wednesday for our full recap. We'll record and try to get it out that same night. We expect to be back Sunday night as well for Instant Cast. More than likely we'll do one if it if it's just not even good, we just can't. You know, we can't fathom doing an instant cast.
We gotta be motivated.
Yeah, we gotta be motivated. We can't do an instant cast and then do a recap, because then if it's nothing good, you'll be talking about the same thing over.
Right.
All right, so until then, we would love to hear from you, dead@theverdictsin.com. Of course, if you enjoy listening to our podcast, we are still a small, very small independent podcast. Leave us a review and rating on iTunes. It takes just a minute of your time, but it does help us get that visibility, especially when the big dogs, The Walking Dead, comes back next month. We definitely need that visibility. So take a minute out of your day. Leave that for us. We do appreciate it. I'm Nicole.
I'm Gary.
Good night.